Broken Wings, Bright Stars, a play for radio by Mike Walker.
There, I can see them now, Father.
How many?
Just the three of them.
You've good eyes still, Jose.
At my age, eh? Yeah, just the sails out there. Like birds' wings, Father. Three wings. That's all.
You can remember when it was a whole flock, the two of us. Old men.
Priests don't grow old, Father. Only fishermen grow old. Away from the sea we dry up. Our feet must be wet. We must feel the water rushing over the logs, feel the sun drying the salt on our backs, not the shadows of the church.
Things are different now. The big boats go out from down the coast. Your rafts can't catch enough.
And the men go away.
Ah, it'll be better soon, when the builders come.
To build a town, eh?
It will be good for the people. There'll be tourists from abroad. It'll mean money, many better things.
I'll not see it.
Oh, yes. You will see it. And you will agree then that I am right.
No. No sight for a jangadero. The sea is empty, Father. Nothing there to spoil the view.
And nothing to fish, either. A man has to live.
No, Father. All a man has to do now is die decently, like a man. Ah, oh, that's stupid, perhaps. The way we used to talk, but we don't anymore.
They've crossed the reef. You're coming down?
No. Three sails. Three wings. And what do you do when a bird has a broken wing? Hey, Father.
Any luck, Georgie?
Too clever today.
Tomorrow, perhaps.
Ah, they know all about us now, those needlefish. They got the needle for us, eh? they see us coming, they see the rafts, and off they go. God invented the needlefish to plague us.
No, Georgie. He made them so he could comfort you, and they have plagued you.
You're a needlefish yourself, Father.
The raft's getting old. It's getting waterlogged. Maybe I'll let it rot. Not worth building another one. Hey, Tomas. You want to take it out of the reef, huh? Get a few lobsters?
No, thanks.
Oh, that's kid stuff, is it, eh? Getting to be a big man now, Tomas, eh? Getting married soon.
Hey, stop it, eh?
Hey, Father, you hear that? Tomas is getting married.
Well, let him wait like a while till the builders come. We can put some money by, and then we'll marry him to a good girl.
He don't want a good girl. Oh. Hey, Tomas. You don't want a good girl, do you? You young fellas, you want a girl to keep you at home at night and in bed in the morning.
Oh, come on, Joe. Stop it, hey? Come on. That's the priest, you know.
Here, I got 10 on the Red Devil.
Okay, I'll match it.
You'll match 10 on the razor?
10 on the razor.
I'll put 15 on that.
You haven't got 15.
Hey, and you haven't got a chance.
Sure. Come on, baby.
Two on the devil.
Come
two.
On.
Come on, two.
Hey, your mama know you're out, Tomas.
Where's your money, kid?
Here.
All right, Senor Minions.
Come on,
you take your money.
Come on.
Any more.
Okay. Come on.
Any more.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Right.
Let's go. Let's go.
Come on.
Ready?
Ready to win, yeah.
To lose, Froggy. Today the razor's sharp.
Are we blunting than me and the devil, huh?
You can go.
Come on, my
show
baby. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Why'd I go and do that for?
Just the breaks, kid.
If you had a cock instead of a chicken.
He was a good bird.
Oh, so go home and eat him. That's all he's good for now.
You just saw because you lost your money.
Well.
So a man has to learn how to gamble. How to lose.
It wasn't my money, Froggy.
Then you're a fool.
It was my mother's.
Oh, Maria ain't gonna like that.
You better not go home tonight.
Do you think you could, well, maybe lend it me?
And how are you going to pay me back, Jangadiru?
Get some work. Where? When the builders come.
When Pele wears lead boots.
Come on, she'll kill me.
I tell you what, kid.
Yeah?
I don't blame her.
Not going to church, Thomas?
No.
Didn't see you at supper.
I had to do something.
Mesidinho, your favorite.
Well?
A growing boy shouldn't miss his supper.
Oh, go away, Grandfather. Just leave me alone.
I saw Froggy.
So?
Friend of yours, isn't it?
What if he is?
I have nothing to say about him.
So? So what?
So maybe you don't put your money on a loser again.
Oh, it's all right for you, Grandfather, isn't it? All you do is sit around all day. You're old. It doesn't matter.
Go on, Thomas.
I don't know. There's nothing. Well, nothing to do.
There's no money, eh?
I guess.
You could go out to sea. Georgie would take you.
What difference would that make?
Maybe you should try it.
Well, when the builders come, there'll be work and money. Look, Grandfather, do you think when, this afternoon, when the fight...
You wanted to join in?
Yeah.
How much did you lose?
5-2. Mama's.
Good. Here.
Oh, but that's...
5. Go and have a drink. Buy Froggy a drink, eh? Tell him to find a better bird next time.
Thanks, Grandfather.
But save 2 for your mother.
Hey, Tomas!
The big winner.
Oh, you did okay, Georgie.
Always do.
Froggy, what are you drinking?
Hey, this kid's got class. That's what the Yankees say.
And what do you say?
I say I'll have a beer.
2 beers.
Okay.
When are you going to get a better bird then, Froggy?
When I've got the money. To train a good cock takes time. And that's if you can find one with the right spirit.
Hey. The beer's hot. Why didn't you get an ice box in here?
You want cold beer? Then go buy us an ice box.
Why don't you move to the church and school in there?
We couldn't afford the father's cups.
Hey, come on. There's a table.
Hey, Joao, you want a game?
Sure.
One day they'll learn how to make decent beer in this place.
Oh, it's not bad.
Nah. You should try it in Sao Paulo or Rio. And there you can get Yankee beer. Budweiser. It's good stuff.
Oh, when did you go? What's it like?
Yeah, tell you, kid. It's really something.
Better than here, huh?
Galinha? It's nowhere. The best thing they can do is knock it down.
Do you think they will? I mean, when the builders come.
If they come.
Everybody says.
Everybody says. Everybody says there are men on the moon. Have you seen them?
On the radio. Father Mozzino, he heard it.
Yeah.
And he says they will come to build.
Yeah, he's got a finger in most pies, so maybe he's right. I tell you one thing. Whatever else happens, he'll make money out of it.
Oh, we all will. There'll be tourists.
Right. Hey, you should see the girls in New York. Now, that's something a man should see before he dies.
And if they do cook.
You want another beer?
Thanks.
Hey, how come you're so flush, Froggy, after your bird got beat?
I'll tell you. I bet on the other one. Oh!
Who's that? Thomas?
Sure, Mama.
This is a good time for the boy to come home, is it?
Oh, come on, Mama.
Shh, be quiet. You've been drinking.
Only beer, Mama.
Only beer. That doesn't get you drunk enough, huh?
I only had a couple.
And how did you pay for this couple, huh?
I got your money here.
So, you give me back what I give you. Any fool can do that. Where are the vegetables?
Sorry.
What for? Disgusting manners, or you had a whole day and couldn't buy what I wanted.
Well, I...
Thomas, you want to be a big man, Like the others?
Like my father.
Like your father is dead, God rest him. You going to marry a girl and give her 10 children and then go off to sea on your raft and die?
Oh, nobody takes rafts out anymore.
Good thing.
But that was his job.
Oh, You've been listening to your grandfather.
If there were different jobs, I don't want to be a fisherman.
You're going to be president instead.
Oh, there'll be work, you'll see.
But not out on the rafts, huh? I don't want to lose you and miss all the trouble you cause me.
Sorry, Mama, about the money.
Oh, go to bed, Tomas. Dream of being a rich man, and one day it may come true.
Going out today, Zhao?
No, I don't think so. He's going to blow up later.
Never stopped us in the old days. 20-30 miles out, sleep on the raft.
Yeah, I know. They don't make men like they used to.
They don't make jangadeiros anymore.
Well, so what?
So that is what we were. Something to be proud of. Jangadeiros.
But not anymore, old fellow.
I could still do it.
I'd like to see you.
Yeah, and you'd see a real jangadeiro then. Maybe the last.
Yeah. I can't make a living out of it.
You don't want to. All of you are the same. Easy money.
But what's wrong with that, Grandfather?
You think anyone will give you easy money for nothing?
Well, sure, you have to work for
There's
it.
There's work and work.
There's having a full belly or an empty one, old man. And if you want to sit looking at the sea all day, that's your business. But I've got other things to do.
We need money.
For beer cans and radios.
In Sao Paulo, they have...
When did you ever go to Sao Paulo?
Froggy was saying. There are factories where you can earn, well, more in a month than in 2 years.
I know Sao Paulo, Tomas. I've been there. I've seen it.
Well, what's wrong with wanting things, Grandfather?
You want to earn money, right?
Sure, everybody does.
Then work for me. I will build a raft.
A jangada?
Yes.
But that's stupid.
The only people who call a man stupid and not have to answer for it are children.
Sorry, Grandfather. But it, you know, it...
I know I want to make a jangada.
Why?
I will pay you. You will need to go into the forest. 3-4 miles. Find the trees.
You'll never sail.
I'll make it first. Then we shall see. But I cannot make it on my own. I need your help, Tomas.
What about Mama?
I ask you. Think about it, eh? Tell me your answer tonight.
Beer, Tomas?
No, thanks.
No money?
No.
You can owe it. Everybody does.
Thanks.
Hey, Tomas, what's this? You and the old man going to build a raft?
Now, that's worth seeing, huh?
Nothing settled yet.
Hey, last of the jangadeiros.
He just wants to build it, that's all.
Oh, sure, kid. And then he'll want to sail it. And who's going to crew for him, huh?
Tomas will be stuck out there earning needlefish while we live high.
Hey.
They're coming, then.
That's what the father says. A month.
Really?
You want to call the priest, Elia? Go ahead.
Yeah, and you'll be out at sea.
But you've got a raft, Shah.
Oh, not after this month.
Oh, we'll get it built in a month.
Then what?
I don't have to sail it.
Sure, kid.
He can go out on his own.
At his age.
He used to be good. My father said that. One of the best.
Tomas will have the chance to find out. Right, kid?
Oh, it'll be finished when the building starts.
He's an old man and crafty with it. He wants you to do the hard work, and then he'll get you sailing it, too. You see, they don't want to change, some of them. They just want to go on, same old way.
Well, that's okay for them, isn't it?
For them, maybe. But this is Brazil. It's the 20th century. Things are happening out there. Big cities, life, kid, a good time. All those things you see in the magazines. Hey, how'd you like a motorbike? Or a big car to go to the movies, huh? Vroom, vroom, vroom. A room you didn't have to share with the rest of the family. Good food and whiskey. That's what they got out there.
Sounds okay.
Sounds okay. Sure it's okay. And it's coming here.
Yeah. Only Tomas will be in the jungle with the monkeys.
Yeah. Or out with the fish.
You see, they don't sell your motorbikes for needlefish, kid. You gotta have money.
Father?
Over here, Tomas.
Can I talk to you, Father?
Yes, of course. Sit down.
Are they coming?
You mean the builders?
Georges said they were coming soon.
In a month. They will make a camp for the men who will come later.
Will I be able to get a job, do you think?
If you are quick and show respect, then you'll get work. Is there something else, Thomas?
Well, just... somebody wanted you to do something to help them, but maybe you didn't want to do it, or only wanted to do it a little bit. I mean, what would you do?
To start with, I would try and make it a little clearer to myself.
Oh, but it isn't easy.
Was it easy for our Lord on the cross?
Oh, but to know what to do.
Well, what is this thing to us?
Grandfather.
I thought so.
He wants to make a raft.
Oh, he's a good man, but this is not the old days. He doesn't understand that things are different.
But should I help him?
Let him take his rest. Play cards. He has worked hard, now he should relax.
First you tell me one thing, Father, then another. What am I to do?
What do you mean, one thing, then another?
Because I just feel I ought to help him, even though I don't want to. And then you say
you
that
want
I...
You my advice, and I say get him to leave it. If he will not, then... Well, perhaps it will do no harm. But remember, the builders come in a month, and there'll be many men for the jobs. Do you understand?
Well, I guess I don't, Father. I'm sorry I bothered you.
That's all right, Thomas. Thomas, sit down.
Thanks.
See, I am still looking at the ocean, even in the dark. You know, they used to say that when a Jangadeiro dies, a new star appears in the sky. A new star. Well, nowadays they laugh at that kind of thing, and yeah, perhaps they're right. But where will the new stars come from, Thomas, when all the old men are dead?
Maybe they won't need stars, Grandfather. They'll have electric light.
Oh, yes, that's good. And they can switch them off in the morning. Hey, look. You see that one there? Low in the east, but bright?
Yes.
That is my father, I think. And I wonder if there will be anyone left when I am dead to look up and say, that's old Jose right there. Or will they just laugh and turn the switch off? Huh?
Is my father up there?
He was a Jangadeiro, wasn't he?
Then I guess he is. Somewhere.
And you, Thomas. Have you made up your mind yet?
Yes, Grandfather. I have.
There. That one will do. We'll start here.
Looks just like all the others to me.
That's because you never see a tree.
Hey, I see lots of them all the time.
No, not like a bird sees a tree. Is it a good place to nest? Will there be food? Will it be safe? Or a monkey? Is it good and high? Can he shout off invaders? Does someone live there already? Just so the Jangadeiro looks at his tree. Is it good and straight? Have insects bored into it? Is it too young or too old? Or will the balsa be just right? Light but strong, able to give a bit move if there are high seas. And of course he wants to be sure there's no bird in it who will shit on his head.
Yeah.
So, we cut it down. Stand back.
Okay. I thought this was softwood, Grandfather.
It is. You wait till we cut the wood for the pegs.
Why don't you use nails?
Metal rusts. It's dead. It will move with the raft or swell into place and hold like a vice. When you have only a little raft, you don't fight the sea because you would lose. You coax her. Flatter her. Huh? Go with her. Give her pleasure as you compliment her movements. Then maybe she'll let you stay.
What do we do with this now?
Cut it off 20 foot down.
I'll clear the branches, then we shape the ends a bit.
And then?
We find another tree and cut that down. And then another and another until we have six of them. And then we start to work.
Nearly there. Go on. That's it. It's free. We'll stop for today. Build a fire, have some food.
Oh, get some sleep.
Ah, time was. Two or three of us would come out here, work all day, and then talk until it was nearly light. Oh. Well, let's see. You never meet your friends from 1 month to the next. But here is a good place for logs, best on the coast. And we'd work and talk. Hey, Tomas. Time to get up.
Oh,
here, coffee.
Oh, thanks, Grandfather.
Something for your belly, too.
Oh, I could eat a tree.
Come on, just over the hill. Oh, the very tree we need. The best in the forest.
Oh, it's a good one.
Maybe.
Sure it is.
I don't know.
See, the bird knows. It doesn't want to lose a good home.
Playing a trick like that on an old man.
He deserves to. Right.
So, tomorrow we start building.
All we need is a sail, and you can take her out.
First, we have to drag it back to the village.
Why not take the logs back and make it there in the first place?
The village is not the place to make a shangada anymore. Once, perhaps. But it must be done here now. Tomorrow, we'll start back.
Oh, shouldn't we get some help, Grandfather? It'll be too much for us alone.
No, it is mine. I will take it back.
But that's...
Foolish. Yeah. Well, I'm old enough to be foolish when I want.
What about me?
You're still young enough. Tomorrow.
That's enough, Grandfather. We must stop.
No! Come on, Tomas.
Push! You'll kill yourself.
On land? Never. We'll get there tomorrow.
What does it matter? Tomorrow, the next day, next week, the sea will still be there.
All right. Hey, we'll rest for a while. Then one last bit tonight.
I thought I'd be the one who wanted to get back for the builders. But you seem as...
I haven't a lot of time, Tomas. I feel that. Like a fish waiting for the net to take him in.
Fish don't know that. Not unless they swim into the net on purpose.
Hey, you do the cooking tonight. I feel tired. I must have built 15, 20 jangadas in my lifetime. And I never felt tired before. Hey.
Hey, look at that! Hey,
Hey, Jose, you've been sailing in the jungle, and the sea's over that way.
Tomas will be the first of the jungle, Sangaderos. Hang on, we'll give you a hand over.
You stay away, Georgie.
Hey, someone may tell Maria.
Oh, tell me what? Oh, you've come back, have you? I'm surprised.
Tomas! Hey, Tomas, you're just in time.
What?
You want a job while there's one left, don't you?
They're here.
Since 2 days. Get over to the hut by the church. They're taking men on now.
Sit down, kid.
Thanks.
So you want a job, yeah?
Sure I do.
Yeah. So listen, you know what we're putting up here?
For holidays, tourists.
That's a big job. For that, we need guys who can hash it, and you ain't in that league yet. So here's what I'm going to do. You and your buddies, you start on the huts for the men who'll be coming in. They'll need a camp, bars, that kind of thing. None of that one room and a tin can to crap in. When they come, they want somewhere decent to live, and you'll help build it for them, yeah?
Sure, senor.
Just call me boss, yeah? Now, you guys can hash it, and maybe we'll take you on for the rest of the job, yeah? Got it?
Sure, boss, I got it.
One thing. I don't want no crap about unions, yeah? No goddamn agitation. I pay you good wages, I want good work, yeah?
I'll work hard, sure I will.
Yeah. Okay, you're on. From tomorrow, 6 sharp. You're late and we dock your bread, yeah?
I won't be late.
That's your business, kid. A scoop.
Well, did you get it?
Sure.
Oh, that's good. When do you start?
Tomorrow. We got back just in time, Grandfather.
Yeah. So now we can celebrate your job.
And the jangada. I saw it down on the beach. It looks good.
Ah, even so, I had to admit it. A better raft than he's seen for a long time. Make any man's feet itch to be in the water. Ah. Now, we'll drink to you.
Grandfather!
I'm sorry, Tomas. A bad thing to break a cup. I hope it doesn't bring you bad luck. I think...
Father.
I'm just tired, that's all. Tired. If you'll help me,
Oh, God save us! Fetch the priest, Tomas. Well, Father?
He's old, Maria. All that work. What can he expect?
How bad is it?
I cannot tell. He's strong even now, but how long?
Well,
he must stay resting for now.
I will sit with him.
Yes.
I'll come too.
No. You work tomorrow. You will need your sleep.
Your mother is right, Tomas. There is nothing you can do. You have your own life now.
Mama? Grandfather?
Yes.
How do you feel?
They are preparing the nets, Tomas. Yes, I can see them. I can see the sail. I will sleep now. Good night, Tomas.
Good night, Grandfather.
Hey! You driven that goddamn truck from Rio or something? That stuff would have been here yesterday. I don't pay these guys.
Come on, Tomas. Oh, 10 minutes to break.
10 minutes to break my back.
You'll get used to it.
Oh, I never thought the ground was so hard.
Hey, Indios, scram!
Who are you calling an Indian?
How do you think, Indios?
I am not an Indian. I'm a Brazilian, just like you.
Ah, go wash off your war paint. Let the men work.
Look out, Brody.
Hey, you.
They got no closer. I've been in the city, too.
Oh, forget it. It doesn't matter.
But you want to be called an Indian? Savage.
Oh, these builders, they can't do anything without noise.
You'll get used to it, Tomas. Another beer?
A Coke.
You're keeping the Coke company going, you know?
Well, now they got an icebox.
Sure, and good beer. Hey, sorry.
It's okay, Injus.
Hey, no. Look, I told you, lay off.
Shoot me with your bone arrows, huh?
Why don't you just have a beer, okay?
Sorry, never drink with Indians.
Look, if I'm an Indian, so are you.
What do you say?
I am Brazilian, just
like
you.
You call me an Indian? Listen, I worked on the big road through the jungle and a lot of my buddies got killed by that Indian scum.
He didn't mean no harm.
You shut up, kid. I'm talking to the big chief here. Right, chief?
No.
Hey, where's your lip disc, huh?
Now shut up, you hear? Or I'll show you. I can fight like a man. Hey.
I'm going to carve my name on you, Indus, so you'll never forget me.
Hey! Hombre! Put the blade away. Now.
Yeah.
And you. What's your name?
Hey, Froggy.
Yeah. So clear out of here now. I don't want no trouble on my side. Make trouble, and you're out of a job. Get it?
Sure, boss. Sure.
Yeah.
He was going to use a knife, Grandfather. Against Froggy.
Such things happen, it is true. In Rio. In Sao Paulo, but not here in Galinha.
They made Froggy leave, not the other one, and he started it.
That's easy money, eh, Tomas?
It is good money.
But not so easy.
We'll get used to it, I guess.
I see you got yourself a watch.
From the company shop.
Hey, no one in our family ever had a watch before.
It's good.
No one in our family ever needed a watch before.
Oh, you've got to be on time in the morning. And you can see how long you've got left to work.
Is that what it tells you?
And the date.
I'm glad I'm sick.
Everybody's getting them.
The whole village who now know what day it is. How did they ever manage before? All those minutes they must have missed.
It's got a second hand, too. See?
And what is that in there?
Oh, that's Mickey Mouse. He points to the hours and the minutes.
Tomas, Tomas.
It's not funny.
No. No, it is not. I can see it is all over here. Tomas, will you help me?
What do you want, Grandfather?
Help me down to the beach.
But why?
What have we made?
The jangada.
I want to take it out.
You can't.
If you help me pull it down to the water, I can take it out.
No, Grandfather. I can't do that.
Just one last trip. Only a few hours. I could do it.
And what do you think?
If it was calm, Father.
Even so, it could be dangerous. He could lose control, be swept out to sea.
He must know that himself.
Of course.
That he might never come back.
He knows the sea, he knows the chances.
But if that's what he wants, Father.
What do any of us know about what we want?
I wanted the builders to come, I thought.
And it's harder than you expected?
Oh, I don't mind the work. It's all the rest of it, you know, the fighting, the drinking.
Men have always fought. And drunk too much. In this village, we have let the world go by for too long. Now we must face it or be destroyed. But don't forget the good things. When has there been so much food in the village? And a bus comes every day from the town.
Now, and what about Grandfather?
If he goes out, he will not come back. He will die out there. And for you to help him would be a sin. I'll go back to work, earn good money, help your family. I will decide what is best for Jose. Then we shall see.
Okay, drop.
I'll race you back.
Oh, Tomas, take it easy. We've got all day.
No, we've only got half an hour.
Hey.
Come on.
You want to build it all yourself?
Lift.
Yeah. You get paid just the same, whether you work fast or slow.
I just want to show them, these city guys, we can work as hard as they do.
And what have you got to prove, huh?
Maybe that no one's going to pull a knife on me and get away with it. Drop.
Okay. Knock it off, you guys. I ain't paying no overtime. Hey, you, kid.
Me, boss?
Yeah, you. Come here.
Sure.
You're doing fine, kid. I like the way you hash it. Keep it up that way, and there's going to be a good job in line when we start the big stuff. How do you like to ride the bulldozer?
Oh, I'd like that a lot, boss.
Mm. Man that drives that baby, though, he's got to be good. I got to know I can trust him.
Sure you can trust me, boss. See, I got a watch to be on time.
Hey, that's real good, kid. I like that. Yeah. It's okay, Mickey Mouse. You keep your nose clean, and we'll see, huh?
Mama, I'm going to get a better job, Mama.
Shh, Tomas.
What's happening?
It's Shuse. He's worse. The father is with him now. No, no. Wait. Don't go in yet.
But, Mama, I got to see him.
Wash yourself first.
What happened?
This afternoon. He wanted to get up. I wasn't there. He fell and lay on the floor till I came.
He wanted to get down to the... Father.
Yeah, it will not be long now, I think.
Oh.
Perhaps a few days, that's all. He is in great pain, and the end will be a mercy. There is no sadness.
Only for us. I have seen my husband die. Now it is my father.
They have a fine hospital in the town, Maria. They could help him there, take away his pain, make it easier for him. And we can afford it now. The village is rich, and he will be the first from here to go to the hospital.
I haven't earned enough money yet, Father.
Father, it doesn't matter, Tomas. You are working, you have a good job, you can get credit.
What's that?
You borrow the money and pay it back as you earn it. The company have all the expense and take repayment from your wages. Simple.
Then Grandfather could go to hospital.
Yes. That is possible now.
Grandfather. I've been talking to Father Mozinho. He says you can go to the hospital.
I heard him.
In the town.
No, Tomas.
The father says they could stop the pain.
Pain? Living is pain. Do we want to stop that? It is nothing.
But Grandfather...
We are saying goodbye, my body and I. We hold each other until it hurts, so we shall not forget. Tomas.
Yes?
I do not want to go to their hospital.
You would have everything.
I would have nothing. I would be lost. I would be frightened. Do not let them take my respect away from me, Tomas. I beg you.
You shouldn't say that.
A man may beg from those he loves. There's no shame in that. I have no strength in my body now, only in my heart.
I don't know. I've got to think.
Hey, Mickey Mouse.
Yes, boss.
Someone to see you.
Father?
Don't worry, I haven't come for a job.
Hey, don't disappoint me. I could use a guy like you.
I'm already working for the biggest boss. Tomas, I've been talking to Senor Torres here about old Jose. He tells me you have a good future with the company, and they will surely lend you the money.
I wanted to talk to you about that, Father.
It is all settled.
Oh, but maybe not.
Sorry.
Yeah, Mickey. What's the hold-up?
He don't want to go.
Well, nobody wants to go. But we all got to sometime.
I think he wants to die here, in the village.
He is a sick man, Tomas.
He doesn't know what is right anymore.
But maybe he ought to make his own mind up, even if he is wrong.
We all gotta do what we're told, Mickey Mouse. You, me, the father, even your grandpa. Anyhow, I put the papers through already.
Don't worry too much. It will be for the best. Yeah.
You stand right by the company, Mickey. We'll stand right by you. Okay? So don't blow it. Now scoot.
So much noise. Build a town, you've got to have noise.
It's so fast. There's no time to make your mind up. How can I... They're going to take Grandfather away tomorrow.
Yeah, the best thing.
If you were him, would you like it?
Sure. All those pretty nurses, eh? What a way for a guy to go, huh?
That's not so funny.
Oh, I'm not being funny, Mickey.
No, you're not, are you?
It's all going to be different, that's all. These old guys can't take it like we do.
You know, Froggy, back when it was bad at sea, when the men couldn't go out, Grandfather used to play checkers with me. I guess he used to let me win. Sometimes he played for real, and then I lost. And a couple of times I won. And that was best. That was real, you understand? It felt right.
Hey, Mickey Mouse, come on. Let's go back for a drink, huh? You need one.
Here.
What's that?
My watch. Take it.
I already got a watch, just like that one.
Well, now you got two. And Froggy.
Yeah?
My name is not Mickey Mouse. It's Tomas. Tomas, you got that?
Are you awake, Grandfather?
Should I sleep tonight?
Grandfather?
They say they will take me tomorrow to the hospital.
I will take you down to the beach, if you want.
Oh, yes.
Tonight. Late.
After midnight. The tide will be right then.
Not much further.
Oh, I'm weaker than I thought. Come on, old man. Come on.
Don't talk, Grandfather.
Listen to the music.
Never stops now. All day and all night.
It's the world.
Oh, look.
My Shangada. Yes. Yes, feel the ropes. They want the sea. Come on.
You rest. I'll push it down.
I'll help.
There she goes.
Thank God.
Help me.
Duas, help me.
You all right?
Yes. Yes, now. I am going home to the sea.
You can't take it out. You're too weak.
I must.
You can't.
Help me. Take her on.
Everybody will know. My father, mama, the boss. I'd lose my job.
Put up the sail, Tomas. Put it up.
Oh, how?
Now, you push. Steer her out, Tomas. Out. Yes. Yes. Yes.
She rides well. Yes.
Yes, it was a good job we made of her. Tomas, you turn your back on me. What are you looking for? There is no land in sight now. Is it the sun coming up?
I just loused it up, that's all. Everything. My big future. It's like they said it would be, Froggy and all that lot. They're working and I'm stuck out on a raft. Do you think they'll give me my job back now?
Is it important?
How am I ever going to get anything if I can't earn good money?
And what will you buy with your good money?
How could I go back to any of them?
Then why did you come, Tomas?
Because you asked me to help.
And if I asked you to jump in the fire with me, would you help then? A child is told what to do. A man makes his own choices, eh? Even if he doesn't like them so much.
Yeah, I guess.
When I was young, younger than you are now, there were many rafts. Every day they set out. It was sometimes so crowded on the beach that you had to wait your turn to get into the water. The older men went out first, and we youngsters had to wait, but once we got out there, oh, how we'd go, huh? To the horizon and over with no thought of getting back. And there was the Dormida. We'd take the sail down, light a fire to warm passing ships, we hoped. Cook up a meal, drink and talk and quarrel about who would sleep where, who against the mast, who on the sail, who against the tiller. All of us lashed together. And then we'd see the sun come up and fill the whole world. A night, two nights, even three. What did it matter then, eh? We would go back to the village sometime. What did it matter going anywhere to us? Here we were, on the sea. That was good.
Didn't you want anything else?
Want? Want what? To change? How can a man change, tell me that? There were fish to catch, a new jangada to build, children to play with, and time to get drunk and wake up with a sore head. It was enough. That's all. Oh, Tomas.
Ay, ay, ay. What am I going to do now, Grandfather?
You must sleep. You're tired.
I guess.
Rest, then.
What about you?
I will watch, Tomas. Later, I will sleep, too.
Grandfather!
Hey! What are you doing there? Why do you burn the boat, my friend?
There's no one to use it anymore.
So you burn it?
Yes, I burn it.
Costs money, a boat like that.
I guess.
A lot of money.
A lot, yeah. It cost a lot.
So, why you don't sell it?
I told you. We don't need this boat anymore. It's done what it was made for.
We?
No one now. An old man. And me. Okay. That enough, or you got any more questions?
Hungry?
Yeah, I guess I am.
So, come and eat.
Thanks. Live near?
Outside the town.
I've come further than I thought.
You'll have a long walk home?
Maybe I'll get a job here.
Ah, can't go back. They after you, because of the old man.
No, they won't come after me. I'll get work on the buildings. I've done some of that. Maybe you could show me around the town.
I don't go into town, my friend. Indians don't get work there.
You're Indian?
Something wrong with that?
No. I'm Tomas.
My name is Javari.
I thought you said you lived in town.
I said I lived outside it. All of us do, in the shanties. Here is where we live.
But it's...
a garbage heap. We scavenge for our living. Come. Meet my wife and children. Eat, Tomas.
It's okay. I'm not...
You do not like the stink of the rubbish.
How can you live here?
How can we live anywhere else? Once we had a home, now we do not see it. In the forest, that was our home. But the white man, the civilizados, come and took it from us for promises, and now we do not see it.
They paid you money for it.
Nah. They told us that no one owned the forest, so how could they pay? But now it belongs to them, and if we go there, they will shoot us down.
But it's wrong.
Wrong? Right, what are these things to us? We have no home. We do not hunt. We are dead men who wait for them to bury us. And soon they will do that. You have finished?
Yes.
There is not so much to eat, eh? Come. I will show you our home.
How did it all happen? All of this?
They worked us like animals on the land they'd stolen from us. And with their magic, they took our dignity. And not one war club was raised against them, and not one arrow was fired. And one day, we looked around and we saw there were no Indians. We were all gone, and we had never noticed. Once I was strong, I kept my house. And even the jaguar feared to come near it. And then, there was no more work, and we came many days to this place.
What's over there by the road?
I cannot see it.
Sure, look. Look, you can see.
I cannot see.
Come on, Javari, stop kidding around.
I cannot see it!
Come on!
You not understand the real name I have, Senor.
You call yourself what you like, baby. Just so's you're good. How much?
Somebody get hurt?
Scram, Indians.
What do you mean, Senor?
Well, just get out of here, will you?
What do you say?
Go away, please.
Yeah, clear off, kid.
Oh, please, mister, you just go away, huh?
Now look, kid, are you going or do we have to teach you some manners?
You don't tell me what to do.
Oh, hell.
Oh, no, no, I come with you, Senor. We make real good music, huh? Yeah, we go now, okay? We'll settle late.
We settle the dummy first.
Right.
Hey! Javari! Help,
oh,
Javari!
No, please, no. We make good music.
We just made good music.
Oh, Javari!
I got my shoes all messed up. See you around, kid.
You mess it up! Why'd you do that, stupid kid? I'd kick you myself.
Hey, Javari, I guess you didn't see that either.
You are a fool, Tomas.
He mess it all up.
Vamos.
What do you mean? You can kiss my... Only you ain't got the monies.
But she's a kid. Only a kid.
Does that mean she does not have to eat?
Well, look. I gotta see the police. Those guys can't do that.
So, who are they?
I remember the number. And the car. We'll see the police, okay?
I have told you, you are a fool. Go away. Stay away. Go back to your village.
Sure. And sit around till it gets like this place.
You are not Indians. Why should it be so bad for you?
You want to show me where the police are? Or is that something else you don't see?
They kicked you then?
3 or 4 times. When I was on the ground, too.
Mm-hmm. And you have the car number?
Sure. It was a 63 Impala. An old car, all beat up.
Like you. And all this, where did it happen?
Outside of town.
Hey, there's a lot of town to be outside of. You a stranger?
Yeah, sure. I come from up the coast. Galena, where they're building.
Now, they're building in a lot of places, kid. You come a long way. Why?
The boat drifted. Came ashore, you know, by the big dump.
That's where it happened.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What were you doing there?
I just met a fella. He gave me some food.
You met an Indian?
Sure, an Indian. I guess he's an Indian.
Look, just listen to me, kid, and shut up. They just don't fit in our kind of society. They don't work. They don't pay no tax. They sell their women. They live in filth. You want my advice? You stay away from them. Otherwise, you'll get the stink on you, too.
But what about those 2 guys? They beat me up.
So learn from it, kid. And next time, choose better friends. Now get out.
Can we catch a bus?
You have money?
No. No, I don't.
So, walk. But fast. Before that cop changes his mind and comes looking for you.
It's a long way.
You will get used to it. What will you do now, Tomas?
I don't know.
You feel bad about those 2 men?
Yes. It all feels wrong. It shouldn't be this way. Javari.
Yes?
Why didn't you fight?
I have told you.
No. Not the rest of them. You. Why didn't you fight?
Because I would lose.
But you lost anyway.
I do not need you to tell me that.
You pretend you're dead out there on the tip.
It is so.
And you close your eyes.
Yes. There are many things I cannot see.
Why?
Because I am blind.
Why?
Because I can do nothing. They have taken my pride. I can no longer speak the real words.
No. They can't, Javari. They can't take your pride. They can only trick you and make you give it to them.
It is getting dark. In the day, I was a hunter. But now the sun is dull, and only the polished moon welcomes me.
They wanted to take my grandfather's pride from him, but he would not let them.
A strong man.
An ordinary man, that's all.
You. You are strong, Tomas, but you do not know it yet.
You have to fight, Javari.
And lose?
Does that matter?
I... Why do you say this to me?
I just feel it. I know it.
We fight then. How?
I don't know yet. But somehow.
It is one way for a man to die.
That's all he has to do in the end.
Yes, my friend, yes. Hey.
Hey, look.
Look at what?
The stars.
They are bright.
See? Up there. That's old Jose. Right there. Hey! Right there! Hey! Jose!
Woo-hoo! Yeah! Woo-hoo!
In Broken Wings, Bright Stars by Mike Walker, you heard Gary Cady as Tomas and Michael Spice as his grandfather. Froggy was played by Steve Hodson, Father Mozinho by Eric Lander, Maria by Pauline Letts. Torres, the works boss, by Martin Reed, Georgie by Anton Phillips, Javary and Joao by Crawford Logan, Carlos by John Webb, Girl Serving in the Bar by Jill Lidston, The Cop by Ronald Herdman, The Indian Girl by Patience Tomlinson, and The Two Motorists by Martin Reed and John Webb. The play was directed by Christopher Venning.